The title of this solo podcast is A Life Built on Shifting Sands. Imagine a man, a lonely wanderer. He's making his way across the earth. He comes upon a beach with an endless, shimmering sea. He's mesmerized by the sights. He decides that this is where he wants to spend the rest of his life. So he builds a house at the edge of the sea. He creates a family. Years go by. He finds a profession. More years go by. In his family, in his profession, in the friends that he makes, in the people who he meets, these all begin to have an impression upon him. They begin to change him. All the while, the ocean waves lap against his house. After years, he doesn't recognize who he is anymore. He finds that the things that he says are the very same things that others in his life say. He finds himself going through strange emotions, such as anxiety and turmoil, and pain and fear and sadness. He begins to have many questions. But all the answers that he receives prove to be dead ends. And then he dies, never having rekindled or reacquired the freedom that he had when he first arrived at that beach many years ago. Why does this happen? There is a belief, and it is an instinctive belief of the mind, that the procurement of things, the additions to one's life in the form of people and wealth and friendships and success, that all of these things bolster his life. They create more, quote, meaning and, quote, purpose, and they create a richer experience of life. These are the instinctive beliefs. But if we examine a human being's life, even your very own, what we see is that a human being is lost. In every aspect of his life, there are varying degrees of turmoil. There are varying degrees of unrest. There are endless fractures. Everything in his life is broken, and he is in the stages of mending and repairing it. Nothing is whole. A human being is always in the stages of construction. He is always putting out fires. He is always sealing leaky windows. There's always something that is going on that needs to be fixed. Nothing is ever perfect. And society puts a nail in his coffin when it tells him that it isn't supposed to be perfect and that life is struggle. But the reason that life is struggle is because the human being believes that pleasure leads somewhere. The reason that he attaches himself to people and to things and to success isn't because it isn't because he's dumb. It is just that he has not seen the other side. He has not seen that pleasures lead only to pain. And please don't believe what I just said. These things must be seen. That attachments lead to nothing but turmoil. So what is a human being's life? I mean, if we examine what it is, and this is all human beings. I mean, they're at varying stages of success and wealth and so-called happiness, and some have less conflict than others. But what is a human being's life? I mean, he lives in this society. He meets with empty people. He says empty things. He has a mind that does not stop chatting. He pursues things in order to help stop it from chatting because it's healthy for him. The things that he pursues fail at every single turn. He is told to keep practicing them because one day it'll come. He then reads books which tell him silly and stupid things which don't mean anything. He follows this one prescription after another in order to get somewhere. He never arrives there. He tries to make amends with family and friends, and those amends are broken by trivial things that he could never have predicted. He sends text messages back and forth, which, without context, lead to the ending of relationships. He lives as an addict to his electronic devices. He reads news about politics that has nothing to do with him. He creates identities in the form of political parties and various different factions and groups in order to add so-called purpose and meaning to the emptiness that he considers to be himself. He uses exogenous substances such as alcohol and drugs and other things in order to anesthetize himself from the egregious and tragic state of his life. This is a human being's life. This is why I'm almost insulted when I see people smiling. This is why it is entirely silly and ridiculous to post happy face comments on Twitter and on bumper stickers. You know, the most honest person will say, I'm posting a smile, but I'm doing so only to hide my sorrow. So what is it in this plastic life built upon shifting sands that there is to smile about? Sorrow is real. Smile is a camouflage. So when a life is built upon shifting sands, how, you know, what other thing can happen but its destruction and demolition? It must fall, because the ground upon which it stands is false ground. It isn't the ocean's fault. And it isn't the fault of the sand. It is the fault of the human who did not see that sand must shift. So never take any conclusions from what I say. You know, don't put these things in your pocket for a rainy day and say that now you'll be able to understand something which will help you in your life. It won't help you, because you'll view it as a prescription. Whatever is going to get through, it's going to get through on its own. It doesn't need your help. And if you try to help, all you can do is interfere. So the life that we live is actually unlivable. The things that we look forward to lead only to more anticipation. Everything is a dead end. And naturally, the question will then arise, then what is it that one should do? And when one asks that question, the reason that he's asking, what is it that I should do, is because he wants to get somewhere. If he didn't want to get anywhere, he wouldn't ask, what do I do? So the very idea of trying to get somewhere implies that there is somewhere to get. Then the person will become spiritual and clever and say, yes, I should just be. And then he needs to just be slapped by the spiritual book that he's reading and say, get over it. That's just another fancy prescription which leads nowhere. So, you know, so in natural things to tell him, go ahead and be if you like. See where that gets you. Cleverness is the road to hell. No one in this world is real. No one speaks the truth. Everyone is interested in singing kumbaya, sitting in groups holding hands, and commiserating over empty prescriptions that have gone nowhere, and spend their time creating new ones which they hope will go somewhere. This is an empty, meaningless, purposeless existence. And if there is freedom, which there is, if there is true peace, which there is, it lies precisely in seeing the full nature and breadth of the emptiness. It is standing as a full witness to the plasticness of this society. It is seeing with clear eyes the lapping of the sea against the sand and eroding the foundations that man has created. In the end, your spouse will leave you or will die if you don't leave your spouse or die first. Your children will grow up. They will not look upon you as they once did. Your relationships will change. You will reminisce about old times. Memories will torture you. No matter how wealthy you are, you will not take a nickel with you. All of the successes that you have created, and the empires that you have built, and the awards that you have won, you will not be cognizant of after you die. And whether your name is celebrated and printed in books, or whether your grave is stepped upon, it's something that you will never know. You will never reap the rewards of being celebrated, and you will never feel the pain of being stepped upon, because you will not be here. So all things lead to dust. And if there is a secret, it is to recognize that dust while one lives, so that he does not become attached to anything. And if you use this as a prescription to try to not become attached, you will gloriously fail yet again. The greatest truth is that there is nothing. There is nothing in one's life that is of any significance whatsoever. If one wishes to pursue, because the pursuit gives him an opportunity to lose himself in the pursuit, that losing oneself provides him a sense of engagement, and that engagement provides him freedom from the torture that is his mundane life. That is useful. But what he gains from that, the end product, he may glance at as he turns and walks away from it. And in that momentary glance, he may allow himself a moment of satisfaction and then never look back. Because if he spends time admiring it, he will become attached to it and he will become tortured once again. This life is constructed in a very in some ways ingenious and in some ways cruel fashion. It is almost as if life was not meant for human beings, because a so-called compassionate creator would never create life in this way, in which there would be an endless number of dangling carrots that one has the capacity and even the proclivity to become attached to, and then live a life of torment because of having become attached. So truth and wisdom are always antithetical. They are always against the grain. And the attempt to reach truth and wisdom by way of prescription and trying to force himself against the grain leads to the very same attachment that one is trying to flee. So take nothing from what I said. Do not believe that there is nothing. Do not buy that your life is built upon shifting sands. If you wish, examine this day. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Objectively examine the things that come into your ears. Will that do anything for you? No, it won't. So in case you had that question, there's your answer. Freedom lies in viscerally coming to the realization that no one in this world can do anything for you, that all pleasures lead to destruction, that attachment is the road to hell, and that freedom lies in seeing that your life is built upon shifting sands. Good night.